run with Dustin to get ready to start wrestling school.
Oh, is that what he's doing?
Yeah.
Oh, very good. Very good.
Out there near Austin, in that area.
But good for him.
He'll do a great job.
Yeah, he's a good kid. He you know, he works pretty hard with these girls.
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
He's come a long way starting his life out.
Yeah, he has.
Doing a useful citizen.
Yeah.
Proud of us.
Yeah.
Getting clean and staying clean.
I got a lot of time for him.
Here's what I don't understand. Recently, we get revisions on our show run sheets.
Mm-hmm.
On email. Right. Not those. Not,
yeah.
This has been changed.
Right.
Well, okay, that don't help me.
No. You didn't have the revisions last night.
I didn't.
And
it was on fucking email.
Yeah.
Now, I got email. Yeah. But I'm not looking at my phone every minute of every day when I'm on television.
I got it. And I think I got it because I just have to be, I don't know. And I thought everybody, there has to be someone that says, okay, you need to make sure the announcers get this in their hands.
Full sheet, full set.
Full set, not just the sheet, not just the full set.
And then, we're getting text messages on a guy's, what the name of a guy's finish hold is.
Yeah.
Well, fuck, we're out there doing TV.
Yeah.
Are you looking at your phone? I don't know. I look at my phone. I'll admit that.
Yeah.
But I'm not on it incessantly.
No.
And it's nice to look on the phone on live TV nights.
Right.
Just to get the feel for how we're doing and how the show's being received by the Twitter universe.
Yeah.
Just to see. Check their pulse. That's all. So, I just don't get that. So, we got to work on that system.
Yeah. And I'm going to talk to the guy Mike King and then Denise in the truck and say, listen, because Mike usually prints out the stuff from Denise, and all of a sudden I'm sitting in there and I go out and I come back and there's a new format on my computer, and I said, what the fuck is this? And I look at the times, you know, this version 5, version 6, whatever, and the time it was printed out, though, so this is the latest one. But then when I got out there, I realized you didn't have it, and I'm thinking, that's not right. You can't lay it down saying this is, you gotta hand it to us.
Put it in your hands to the announcer.
Right.
We're gonna use it to interpret the show.
Right. Like,
shouldn't be that hard, though.
Because with the exception of the truck, we use the formats more than anybody else.
Yes.
We got all the answers, don't
we? We rebook the territory, we have all the answers.
Rebook the territory.
Got our pencils out, sharpen them up real nice. And then when you want to be vindictive and pencil fuck somebody like Steve Blackman accused me of one time.
Steve Blackman said you pencil fucked somebody.
Him. When payoff.
Oh, okay. Payoff.
Well, he's such a dry sense of humor, you know when he's being serious or not. AJR. Give me slime. AJR. Thanks for pencil fucking me. Checks last week. So here's me. Oh, you're quite welcome, Steve. If you liked it this week, I'll try to do it again next week for you. But he was serious. And I was being flippant.
Imagine that.
But you know, if a talent is earning their comfort zone money, so they're earning all they perceive that they need, then where is the incentive to work and produce more? So, and I think there's in the wrestling business in general, so many guys have gotten massive contracts and they're getting it on a 52-week payment basis, you know.
Right. Well, you know, the same thing can be said about other sports. I've often said, because I've loved baseball so much, that once the big contracts came and they got to make millions and millions of dollars, what was the motivation to keep playing in October? Because if your season ends and you don't have to go to the playoffs, what do? You take your $1 million, you go out on your yacht, you play golf, you relax. Back in the day, the Mickey Mantle days, right? Those guys wanted to make the World Series because...
Money.
Money. It meant they had a great year financially.
Mantle's biggest deal, I think, for the Yankees, $100,000.
Yeah, probably so.
Somewhere in that neighborhood.
And kids make that in a week now or a month.
Yeah.
So the incentive to get to the, it's just not what it is.
You see that great deal Mahomes struck with Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, right.
And now he's part owner of the Kansas City Royals. Did you see that?
I didn't see that.
Yeah. No. He bought an interest in the Royals.
Yeah, it's TV, Jim. It's the root of all evil. TV and TV's money. Where would you and I be without it?
Well, it will be as much fun. I hope that this is my last job.
Well, this is going to be my last job.
My last wrestling job.
Oh, okay.
I may do some,
Find
another book.
I've got an open invitation to return to Starbucks. The girl who's our manager, Sonia, says anytime you want to come work for us, you can. It's okay. You got it.
People made an issue of that. I never saw the issue in that, dude. It's a goddamn job.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. If you had fun and you liked it, you got to be around the kids.
Yes, I did.
So what the hell? Why is that bad?
I really enjoyed myself. Sometimes I enjoy getting up like at 4 o'clock in the morning to open the store at 5. But I didn't care. I mean, once you got in there, everything was fine.
Yeah.
And then once you got busy, the time just shot right by. And so,
I like the skinny vanilla latte.
Yes.
Extra hot medium.
That's right. They call that the JR in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Because they know that you're drinking.
Yes, I drink. Skinny vanilla latte. Mm-hmm. And if I'm on top of my game and awake, I'll add a little cinnamon.
There you go. You should have got an extra shot. There's the extra shot of the espresso. That was really pumped up.
Ooh. That's high octane, isn't it?
Yes, it is. They got this thing out now called cold brew nitro. You ever seen it about that? They infuse a cold brew, which is stronger coffee anyway. It's brewed cold, and it's a cold drink. They infuse it with hydrogen or something, and it makes it kind of foamy, and it really amps up the they won't sell it in their biggest size because it's too much caffeine or it's too much whatever.
Yeah, so you just have to buy three little ones.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, that's a great solution. Oh, I'll teach you kids to overdose those caffeine. But we know you're not smart to buy three units.
Yeah. I've always enjoyed nitro cold brew, but
I never tried.
Yeah.
I'm not a big energy drink guy.
Oh, I am. My God, I've had.
I know you are.
I had one this morning. Yeah. I buy them by the case at Amazon.
Do you really?
Yeah. And I have like maybe one. I won't drink. Sometimes I'll drink two, but that'll be it. But mostly it's just one a day, instead of coffee. You know.
All right. I'm about a 2-cup-a-day guy. That's about it. Down to that. When I was working in my executive roles in WWE, I'd be afraid to guess how many cups of coffee I had today.
Yeah.
It was all day.
Oh, man.
Horrible. Getting shakes, getting crankier, short-tempered, stressed out. I think that led, all these neurologists talk about the Bell's palsy thing. And about causes, cures.
Yeah.
Well, the consensus is there's no known cause and there's no known cure for Bell's palsy, paralysis. I wish I'd been three times. You know, Dusty Rhodes had Bell's palsy.
Did he really?
Yeah. They even did an angle about it. Somebody sent me a video on Twitter.
Yeah.
And I remember seeing that video. He was being interviewed with by Gordon, and it was very solemn tones, and I remember Dusty said something to the effect, I'm going to show you what I look like, and there's children out there, there's little children, please, turn your head, don't look at me, I'm going to scare you, this is what so-and-so did to my face, So then he took a mask off or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And he had big paralysis.
Right.
So I asked him one time, I said, Dream, what was that about? What happened? He said, we did the angle. And he said, but if we stemmed off, what'd you have? Bell's palsy. I had it 3 times. He had it, I guess that once, I'm not sure. It's funny how guys have used those kind of things. You know, what the happenstance of life in the television angles.
Yeah.
Reality of something, right?
Yeah.
I remember Jim Osborne was Dr. X. Really good mass man with a great punch. Got over big as a heel in Mid-South. Got turned baby face, was hotter than a firecracker. But he was showing me how to throw a punch. Why? As a referee, I don't know why I didn't throw a punch, nonetheless. So he gets a pie tin, makes it a string, in a doorway, right?
Right.
So he would be able, he could hit it, and his beard here goes, ding. It looked like he killed it. So I'm trying to do this, farting around to get in the locker room early today, right? So he's got this ring on that he forgot he had on. It was a horseshoe ring with a big diamond in it. So guess what imprint I left with it after that on my fucking head? A horseshoe ring with a diamond in it. It was all ugly and bruised and battered. So I see Cowboy, this is in, I think, Alexandria on Tuesday night. And I see Cowboy on Wednesday, the promos and street. Yeah, what happened to you? I saw Dr. X and I were, he was trying to show me a little punch. And he said, God damn. Wish I'd have known that. I was reading that in a television show. Taking advantage of my, you know,
what's,
this mess got out of hand and fiercely the referee got abused. So you don't imagine what it's going to be like Saturday night in the Coliseum.
Oh, God. When you worked for Bill, did you live in Oklahoma, or did you?
Yeah.
And where was the promotion base, Mid-South?
Tulsa.
In Tulsa, okay.
Tulsa, and then Bixby.
Okay.
He got an old house, had it remodeled beautifully, made it to the office, big basement for the merch and stuff like that. It was across the street from the Sony. Which you could always walk over there and get yourself a soft drink, get yourself a slushy, or an ice cream, or something. I didn't need.
Did they have did they cut promos in there?
We cut promos about 3 or 4 miles away on this ranch in a barn. The barn had acoustics been treated and a concrete floor. It wasn't like a horseshit.
Right. I get that.
We did barn, we did those.
It's like Crockett's Garage.
Yeah, and yeah. We, that's where I helped salvage Bruce Pritchard's job because I needed somebody to do the interviews. It couldn't be me because I was in the body of the show doing the commentary. So even though Bill never did like Bruce a lot, he knew that I did, and so. We had nobody else. Bruce is smart. He can do that little role. We did a ride-along episode the other day on some stuff on the Power Hour. And I did wraparounds to the Power Hour in a little garage type deal, shed, building, outbuilding on Watson's property. It was our second show. Man for it because the A show, as they say, the Mid-South show, did great ratings, largely on network affiliates in key time slots that you're normally find in today's world. Something like, you know, Wheel of Fortune or things like that.
Right.
So we produced another show and started Power Pro, and we had a lot of business big clearances in the early days of independent television. They were looking for programming.
Right.
And these shows are first run. So we got great time slots, first run programming.
That was the lifeblood back then. Good syndication, man.
Right.
We had good syndication.
When I came into Crockett, you and David were doing the A show worldwide, and they put me with Bob.
Right, I remember that.
In WA Pro. And we do, we go to these towns to take TV, we'd always take one of each, and the Pro show always would take first.
Uh-huh. I remember those days. Watch out, Jimmy. We've got traffic.
A lot of brake lights. This is what you want to see. You get almost with an eye shot of the freaking airport and traffic. You get nothing but brake lights. Do you have a fancy app that can tell you where the...
Yeah. That doesn't tell me what's going on, but it tells me how far up it's blocked.
There's an app for everything.
Is there ever?
Except the virus. The virus is app-free.
But some of the apps have viruses.
Yeah.
We got to get a new exterior door at the garage. Not garage door, the exterior door. And the guy says, well, it's not in because...
The virus.
Yes, let me guess. He said, the virus. I said, our door's got the virus? He said, no, they've slowed down production on the plant. I'm thinking, you know what? Fuck.
I think sometimes you just quit looking. Well, yeah. They just give up.
Yeah.
Once you go to another source.
Right.
Well, is this the only company in the world that makes this apparatus?
No. No, they just, yeah. It's just productivity. It's just gone down the shitter. Meanwhile, we're working as hard or harder than ever, and because it's more difficult to produce a show now for us than it's ever been. I mean, there's some ease to it because of same location and all that, familiarity of the set crew, but to be able to do a show in front of nobody, basically. Yeah, they say I've completely removed myself from baseball this year because I just
I have too.
Yeah, but I've been told that they're sweetening baseball games now.
They are.
Jesus.
Even there's nobody in the stands, obviously.
Uh-huh.
So if you're the home field's, the home team is in the field.
Yeah.
And the pitcher throws over to first, right?
Uh huh.
Pick off a tip.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then they play a sound effect, a couple moves.
Oh, Jesus. That's terrible. Well, you know, the Braves have put cutouts in seats.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. That's just overthinking it, man. If you don't like the product, don't televise it. It's a throwaway season anyway.
Yes. It'll always have an asterisk by it.
Yeah, sure will.
Did you make the Full Jericho cruise?
No. I just came on for TV and back off.
That was in the Bahamas?
Yeah.
Or Florida?
No, we were in the Bahamas. This was my first time ever to the Bahamas. That wasn't a bad deal.
No.
Except the pyro that night kept blowing on us. That was the bad
deal. Yeah, and you know, we mentioned that.
Yeah.
And nobody,
no.
I think we were ignored.
No. Yep.
I had shit in my hat, my eyes.
Uh-huh.
Body said, lower your head.
Yeah, you did. Or the sticky format in front of your face.
Mm-hmm.
It was burning me. It's because, you know, the wind coming off the water was just blowing right in our face.
Can you imagine that Bentaz sitting there? And that wind blowing out the back of his face.
Oh, Jesus.
Brother! Brother!
Okay.
What about Taz? I think he should just have a... Taz should just have a New York faction.
Yeah. E. Santana Ortiz.
Well, how about them?
Kingston.
Kingston for sure.
Yeah.
And the guy's got Ricky.
Yeah.
And Cage. He needs more guys. And all of New York affiliated.
Yeah. You know, when I did the interview on Wednesday with Jericho, they're all standing there and they're talking about these coat and everything.
Yeah.
I'm standing there holding the microphone, and Ortiz just staring at me like he always did Alex Marvez. I mean, just not, his eyes are focused on me, and I keep glancing over, maybe he's still staring at me. And it, I started the breakup laughing. I had to try to ease out of camera.
He's got a very expressive face.
Oh, he does, man. I have a lot of time for that kid, too.
I bust his balls with that deal where he scratches.
Yeah.
Because that's weak, man. Yeah. That's really weak. You don't even leave a mark. He laughs, you know. Yeah. It's an old wheel thing back in the day. I remember watching somebody use that. If you don't get back with skin under your nails, you're in trouble. So don't use it. You can't beat anybody with it anyway.
Right. Like the Jimmy Havoc paper cut?
Yeah.
Yeah. He did, they would do that in the MLW. He would take a piece of paper, split the guy's fingers, and do the paper cut. Then the guy would sell that.
Who would do that?
Jimmy Havoc.
Oh, yeah.
And then the guy would sell the hand, and then Jimmy would pull out a half of a lemon, squirt the lemon juice on the paper cut. Would now be win a match.
Entertainment, I guess.
I guess.
If you're lucky, you get the Holy Grail. This is awesome.
And Jimmy used to take that stapler and staple things to people's heads and shit like that.
Yeah, that's a little far out.
Yeah, you can't work that, you know? I mean, you're going to get, you're gonna, you're gonna, hey, get that staple in your head.
Man, that, that skateboard with all those thumbtacks.
Yeah, that was too much.
Golly.
That ripped down his skin, you know? When he hit and he slid, it ripped the skin.
Yeah, horrible.
Yeah.
Ricky Starks got a story to tell.
Sure does.
Yeah, that was a little heavy duty.